Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And if you are having any kind of relationship problems, we have it covered for you here at the National Defense. Chris Parsons is with us. Chris got a new book called The Happy, Healthy Marriage Reset, using sincerity, imagine that, to erase relationship baggage and restore the love. Chris, do we refer to you as a marriage counselor or a marriage coach or what?
Marriage coach.
Marriage coach. I like it, coach. How long have you been married?
13 years.
Okay, that's a good start. I actually won my wife in a radio contest.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
not bad.
In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I was 22 years old, and I started a contest called the Birthday Fantasy Contest so that I could find a woman. And I found my wife, and this past June 18th, we've been married for 40 years.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been horrible. I'm just kidding. It's been fantastic. You know, and it's interesting. You know, I love to talk to people about relationships because everybody, you know, on the surface seems like they just got a tremendous marriage, right?
Yep. If you go by Facebook pictures, you would never know anybody is unhappy.
Right, right, exactly. The Facebook pictures, everything's good. You're taking great vacations. And you talk about in your book here about some of the signs that your marriage may be in trouble. What are some of those?
Well, you know, one really obvious one is when they are mentioning divorce. And people trick themselves into believing, you know, and I mention that one because it is so common, but people tell themselves, well, they didn't really mean that. They changed their mind the next day. But nobody mentions that, even in a joking way,
right,
if they are seriously considering it.
You know, we have a lot of military people that listen to this program, active duty and veterans. And, of course, you know, it's tough enough to keep a relationship when you're both together. But when somebody, one of the spouses is deployed and comes back from combat and tries to kind of get reacquainted with their husband or wife, that's a whole different dynamic, right?
It is. I actually had a client that was deployed in Iraq, and when he came home, things with his wife were not okay. And, you know, the reason was because he wasn't opening up to her. He was dealing with PTSD and he was getting help, but he wasn't opening up to her about how much it had affected him. And it caused this huge emotional disconnection between them where she was having to make all these assumptions about why he was disengaged and not being the sweet, kind, loving man that she knew him to be. And so that's why I think sincerity solves so many problems. It doesn't solve the problem itself, but what it does is it creates that open line of communication to solve it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Chris Parsons, a marriage coach here on the National Defense. His book, The Happy, Healthy Marriage Reset, Using Sincerity to Erase Relationship Baggage and Restore the Love. And Chris, you talk about shared values conversations. And I see a lot of value in that because that is something that my wife and I, we talk about everything. I mean, we talk about everything, big stuff, little stuff, and gets it out in the open.
Yeah, and you have to. You know, the biggest issue is people sweeping things under the rug and not addressing their hurts or their frustrations and just going along to get along, and all those hurts just build up. And so shared values conversations, you know, you don't have to have the same values as your spouse, but you have to have an appreciation for what is important to them. And you need to feel like they value what's important to you. And so shared values conversations are a way of sharing your feelings that gets them to care. And that is ultimately everyone's love language, is to feel valued and acknowledged for who we are as unique individuals.
Yeah, and you know, guys are not great at sharing their feelings. Do you find that with women too?
You know, when I first started, I thought it was a guy problem, But actually, I find that women struggle with it just as much. They tend to struggle with it in a different way. And so men tend to shut down and withdraw. Women tend to react emotionally to where they are not doing anything useful with their emotions. They are, you know, yelling and screaming or crying and just letting their emotions overtake them, which, you know, you can't have a good conversation with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with COVID, did you find, I actually felt like I got closer with my wife during COVID because, you know, we're always together, and, working remotely. How did COVID affect most couples?
The couples that had a happy, healthy marriage, they got stronger and better together. Unfortunately, more often than not, it exposed more problems because they were spending more time together. Mm. And it was easier to ignore the problems when, you know, they're apart for 10 hours a day. And then suddenly they're around each other all the time. And all those problems really start coming to the surface.
Hey, let me ask you something else here, Chris, about things that I just saw a study and a report on this the other day. I don't personally get it, but there are couples who sleep in separate bedrooms. And I don't, I mean, whether it's the snoring or what, how does that work?
You know, it's, I think it's an okay solution to a problem of snoring or something that is affecting your spouse's sleep, because sleep is so important. You know, if you're ever around kids that have not slept enough,
right,
it's awful. They're terrible.
Right.
And adults are no different. You know, we get very cranky. We can't regulate our emotions. And so as long as you make time and space for, you know, intimacy as a couple, then if you have to do separate beds, then do separate beds. But, you know, obviously it's not the best solution.
Yeah. I got to tell you, that's, to me, is a key to a happy marriage too, is that intimacy. I mean, my wife and I have sex almost every night. We almost had it on Monday. We almost had it on Tuesday. We almost had it on Wednesday. We're talking to Chris Parsons here on the National Defense's book, The Happy, Healthy Marriage Reset, Using Sincerity to Erase Relationship Baggage and to Restore the Love.
Randy, did you take out the trash?
Hang on, Chris, just 1 second, if you will. I'm doing an interview.
I don't care. Take the trash.
Why don't you take the trash out yourself? I'm trying to provide a living.
It's your turn.
Sorry, Chris, I'm back. Anyway, where can we get the book?
Wait, was that real or are you messing with me?
Oh, I need to take the trash out.
Oh, you can get the book at my website, www.happyhealthymarriagereset.com, or you can get the paperback version on Amazon.
All right. Thank you, Chris, so much. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
We'll be right back here at the National Defense.